the Walt Disney Pictures castle logo. Fade up from black. Green and orange titles with spiders and webs read Spooky Buddies. Townspeople load up into their trucks in front of the museum. The sheriff steps up and shouts over the hood of his car.
Move out, boys!
Titles over picture read Halloween 1937. The sheriff's hound barks out the window as he leads a long line of cars and trucks away. We drift past a sign that reads, Township of Fernfield, where everything is possible. A lock and chain holds an iron gate closed as we slowly rise up over the top to reveal a dark manor house on a hill. A thick fog covers the ground all around it. An owl flies in through the window where a pale-faced man stands with his staff, wearing a dark robe. Five floppy-eared beagle puppies sit in a row on the floor, watching.
Tonight is the night.
Oh,
All Hallows' Eve. The moon is full. I'll show all those fools just how powerful Warwick the Warlock really is.
The owl speaks.
Master, you are the evilest.
Yes, I am.
Warwick struts around the owl as one of the puppies trots forward.
Excuse me, Mr. Hootser? When do we get to meet the Halloween Hound?
I think Master's almost ready.
Hoot turns his head all the way around to look behind him. Warwick pulls on a candlestick to open a secret door in the wall. He grins as he reaches in to pull out a leather-bound book. The secret door slides shut. Hoot spins his head back around as Warwick opens the book to a spell called Halloween Hound. The sheriff pulls up outside the gates with the line of townsfolk behind him. He steps out of his car and stomps toward the gate, looking through to the open window on the second floor of the house.
The manor. No good, Warwick. He must have the puppies. Give me those bolt cutters.
He cuts the chain and pushes the gate open. The sheriff's hound takes off running through the fog toward the house. Warwick watches from the window.
Trapped.
He gazes at the full moon.
We must hurry.
He ducks back inside as the sheriff pulls his car in through the gate. Inside, Warwick steps toward a mirror.
Halloween Hound on All Hallows' Eve, with the moon full and bright. Open a portal. Beyond light, call three times to summon a hound of great might. The souls of five puppies you shall have on this night. Halloween Hound! Halloween Hound!
The blue stone in his staff glows as two green eyes appear in the mirror.
To our side, Halloween Hound!
A large dog with a chain around his neck appears in the mirror.
Who dares summon me?
I do, Hound. Warwick the Great. I have the five puppy souls of the same blood. I believe they are what you need to open the portal.
And why should I open the portal for you?
Because together we shall unleash all the creatures of the underworld on Fernfield. And then you and I shall rule the land, Hound.
I like the sound of that.
But we only have this Halloween night. Well, the moon is full.
He looks toward the beagle puppies, then leans in close to them.
The Halloween Hound will see you now.
Let me go first.
One of the puppies trots toward the mirror outside. The sheriff's hound sniffs at the front door as the cars all pull up in front of the manor.
Help! We have to find him, Dad! He's my best friend!
The sheriff's dog scratches at the door.
We will, Joseph.
Grab that tree trunk. I have to break down the door.
Upstairs, all but one of the puppies has turned to stone.
Pam!
Puppy turns to look.
I changed my mind. I don't want to go with the Halloween hound.
Master, the puppy doesn't want to go now.
All I wanted was a wise owl, and I seem to have got a moronic parrot.
You're next.
Pip bites his hand and runs off.
You can't escape!
Warwick lets his staff fall to the ground, then steps on top of it. It rises into the air, and he rides it like a surfboard, hovering through the house. Outside, the townsfolk ram a tree branch into the front door.
He's catching up to me!
Might as well accept your fate!
Pip stops in front of the door as Warwick swoops in and grabs him.
Gotcha!
The door bursts open as the sheriff leads everyone in.
Stay back. Stop, Warwick.
He opens a vial.
Stay back or I will turn you all into toads. Stay back!
Two men start forward. Warwick tosses potion on them. With a puff of gray smoke, they turn to toads.
Soon, you will all be my slaves.
He turns and hovers up the stairs. The boy struggles to escape his father's grasp and runs up the stairs.
Son! Deputy Tracker! After him!
The sheriff's dog runs after him.
Quickly, Hound! Dawn is here! Take the last puppy.
I'm fading.
Complete the spell!
Smoke pours from the hound's mouth, turning the puppy to stone. The boy rushes into the room, but Warwick grabs him as Pip's soul floats toward the mirror.
There's nothing I despise more than petulant young children!
He stomps his foot. The sheriff's dog runs in and bites Warwick's staff. The sun begins to rise.
The sun! My eyes!
Pip's soul floats away from the mirror.
How? Open the portal!
I need all five puppy souls. It's too late, Warwick.
The hound disappears as the sheriff and the boy's father rush in.
It's over, Warwick. You're under arrest. Enough of your black magic. You're through.
Never. I'll take this town under my control one day. Mark my words. I'll be back!
He dives into the mirror and disappears.
What in tarnation just happened?
The boy sadly kneels next to the stone puppy.
Dad, look what they did to Pip.
This is a statue, son.
No, it's Pip. We have to turn Pip back.
Pip's ghost hovers above them.
Joseph, I'm right here.
The sheriff spots him.
We have to get out of this place now.
The boy's father grabs the spellbook.
No. Come on, son. Let's go.
The boy collects Pip's statue as the sheriff's dog brings him the staff. Pip's ghost hovers after them as they walk down the stairs toward the front door. The sheriff and the boy's father nervously check back over their shoulders as they step out the door.
Wait, why are you afraid? It's just me, Pip.
The others gather outside.
What happened, Sheriff?
I don't know, but hopefully it won't happen again.
Pip tries to float out, but is stopped by an invisible force.
Oh, no! I'm trapped in here.
This home is officially condemned.
The boy holds the statue close as the sheriff pulls the door shut.
Let's board it up, boys. I don't want anyone going in.
The sheriff grabs the staff and starts down the porch stairs as the others begin pulling boards off of the truck. Inside, Hoot jumps from his cage and flies out the window. He lands on a branch just outside, dissolved to the boarded-up manor as the buddies watch Mrs. Carroll speak to her class. Titles read, Halloween, present day.
It was 75 years ago that the manor was boarded up. No one is exactly sure what happened that night or whether the legend is even true at all.
But it's an interesting part of Fernfield folklore regardless.
I can't wait for tonight. Halloween is my favorite event of the year. Paws down. You do a trick, and you're guaranteed to get a treat. It's trick or treat, Butterball.
Even better!
For me, it's all about the costume. I can't wait to dress up.
The kids talk.
Kids go in there every Halloween. They say the Halloween Hound's name 3 times in the mirror. They're never seen again.
Where'd you hear that? Come on. He's just trying to scare us.
No. No, it's true. And he gets their pets, too. Once you hear the hounds howl, it's too late.
Either way, this place gives me the creeps.
The kids all jump back, then spot a boy making the howling sound in the bushes.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Rodney and Skip, no more tricks.
Good
Come
one.
Come on, children, onto the bus. We have one more stop on our spooky Fernfield tour.
Come on, get the lead out. Come on, let's go.
Let's get on the bus.
You should have seen the look on their faces.
As they walk off, tilt up to reveal an owl in the tree above him, staring down at 4 of the buddies.
Where's B-Dog hiding?
He steps out of the bushes.
I wasn't hiding, yo.
He walks over and joins them.
I was just getting ready to pounce on that hound. Yeah, right, dude. You were hiding like a scaredy cat because you thought there was a ghost. Pshaw, dog. B-Dog is afraid of nothing, especially no ghost.
Then why are you afraid to go trick-or-treating tonight?
Nice one, dude. Fine, I'll prove it. I'll go in there right now, call out that Halloween hound, and kick his tail, yo.
He runs off and bounds up the porch.
B-Dog, wait! Where are you going?
He slips into a hole in the bottom of the door and looks up at the cobweb-covered stairs.
Whoa! This place is really creepy.
Pip's ghost floats near the chandelier on the ceiling, looking down at B-Dog.
A pup? What is he doing in here?
Come on, guys. We can't leave B-Dog in there by himself.
They dash toward the house as Hoot watches from the tree. They scamper in through the hole in the door and join B-Dog.
See? It's not too scary.
Pip looks down on them from the ceiling. Butterball looks up as Pip quickly hides behind the chandelier.
Did you guys just see that?
See what?
A strange glow, like a ghost.
Nice one, dog.
Maybe we just ought to leave.
Ha! Look who's the fraidy cat now. Big, tough Butterball.
We must respect the spirits of the night. Ghosts are lost souls that can't find their way to heaven.
B-Dog the Brave, here I go!
He starts up the stairs.
B-Dog! Let's reel him in before we get in trouble.
The other 4 pups bound up the stairs after him as Pip floats away. At the pet cemetery, Mrs. Carroll leads her class toward a headstone.
This is the Great Deputy Tracker's grave.
It lies next to Pip's.
One of the best canine officers our town ever saw.
Billy runs past Mrs. Carroll and stops to watch an old man dig a grave up ahead. The gravedigger looks up at Billy. Mrs. Carroll turns to see Billy running back.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson!
She smiles and waves as Billy runs back to his classmates.
That's the caretaker. He's been running this place as long as I can remember.
Dogs, did you see that creepy old guy?
Yeah, that dude's like Spook Central.
Okay, let's continue on, children.
She walks off. The kids all keep an eye on Mr. Johnson as they follow. He continues digging the grave as he scowls at them. At the manor, B-Dog comes around the corner and stops as he looks over the room with the magic mirror. A cobweb-covered skeleton leans against the wall. He gulps before stepping up and looking at himself in the mirror.
Here we go, B-Dog. Just say it 3 times and it will all be over.
Pip floats in through the wall.
Halloween Hound.
Pip watches B-Dog as he floats behind the mirror. The other buddies scurry in from the hall.
Halloween Hound? Okay, nothing happened. Let's go.
Pip appears.
Stop! Please, don't say it!
It's a ghost!
Let's get out of here, dudes! Come on, B-Dog, run!
The others run off. B-Dog stays.
Don't say it again! You'll release them!
Ah!
The other buddies rush down the stairs.
You're the Halloween Hound!
Oh no! You said it three times!
Run for your life!
B-Dog runs out. Pip floats after him. The other buddies run out the front door and down the porch steps. Hoot peers at them from the tree. B-Dog rushes out the hole in the door.
Wait! I'm not the Halloween Hound! The ghost is on my tail!
Hoot turns to watch as the buddies run down the path toward the iron gate. Hoot jumps from the branch and glides away after them. They stop just outside the gate as Hoot perches on the wall above them.
Yo! That was a ghost, Onks! A real off-the-chain ghoul!
Toots, was that the Halloween Hound?
I said Halloween Hound three times into the mirror, Onks! I released the Halloween Hound!
Could it really be true? They've released Master after all these years?
B-Dog is correct. Although he was smaller than I'd imagined.
Whatever it was, we're out of there. And I, for one, am never going back.
Come on, let's catch up to our kids.
They run off. Hoot follows. The class gathers outside the museum, decorated for Halloween.
Now, I know you're all excited about trick-or-treating tonight, but let's not forget that your Fernfield history projects are due Monday.
Monday? What a bonehead.
Yes, Billy. Is that a problem? It's been assigned for the last 2 weeks.
That project. Yeah, I totally finished mine.
Great, Billy. What subject did you choose?
The Curse of the Halloween Hound.
Perhaps your project might finally answer whether the legend is true or not.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, class dismissed.
Most of the kids rush away.
Bye. What am I gonna do? If I don't pass this project, I'm gonna be history.
What do you mean, Billy? Sounds like you got a great spooky topic.
I just picked the first thing that came into my head. I totally forgot about this history project.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know if I'll be able to go trick-or-treating tonight.
Now that's a disaster.
You know, if the police were involved, then I bet Sheriff Dan knows a thing or two about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good
idea.
Let's go check it out.
All right.
Yeah,
let's go.
In the basement.
The Halloween Hound. Yeah, I've heard that spooky story around the campfire once or twice. Careful, kids. There's a stair here. Yep, that's the one. Okay. Sheriff Jim kept all the evidence from every case he was ever on down here. We're bound to find something in these cold case files.
How are we gonna find anything down here?
Don't worry, kids. I got this entire room perfectly organized.
He trips over golf clubs.
That's been moved.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're looking for 1937. 1983, 1976. This could prove difficult.
Hey, I think this is it, Sheriff Dan.
What?
Yeah, check it out.
Holy Dinah. Sweet. That's good detective work, Billy. Yeah. Halloween, 1937.
Whoa! Oh, no, oh, wait.
He grabs a box at the bottom of a stack, and the others come tumbling down.
Wow. Okay. Yep.
Thanks, Sheriff Dan.
He hands over the files. Billy sees Warwick's staff leaning against the wall.
Whoa, that's cool.
Whoa.
What's
that?
Wow.
Whoa. That's quite the magic wand.
Hey, that'd be great for my presentation.
Huh.
Do you think I could borrow it?
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
It is part of this cold case file, but it's been over 70 years, so, what the heck.
Cool.
But remember, that's police evidence, so I'm gonna need that back, Billy.
Oh, I promise I'll bring it back.
Okay, wouldn't want you casting any spells. Well, let's go back upstairs. I have a souffle in the oven.
Souffle?
Outside the sheriff's office, an old hound dog sleeps in front of the door as the buddies run up.
Hey there, deputy dude.
Huh? What's going on? Top of the morning to you, buddies.
Actually, it's afternoon, deputy.
The sheriff leads the kids out. They see the buddies lined up waiting for them.
We're wondering where you pups went.
Hey, guys,
It's 4 o'clock. If we don't get ready for trick-or-treating, we're not going to maximize our candy potential.
Yeah. Thanks for all the help, Sheriff Dan.
Well, good luck with your project, Billy. You let Sheriff Dan know if there's anything else I can do for you. And you kids, remind your parents to come to the Fernfield Spooky Brew Ha-Ha tonight, or I'll have to arrest them.
Thanks, Sheriff.
See ya.
Bye, Sheriff Dan.
The buddies follow the kids. Later, Billy walks past an inflatable Reaper decoration.
Come on, B-Dog.
They run up to his house, decorated with pumpkins and skeletons.
Let's go, boy.
B-Dog follows Billy inside. His mom frosts cookies in the kitchen.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, hello, dear.
I gotta get ready for trick-or-treating. Did you pick up the costume?
Oh, I sure did. It's just over there on the table. Cool. And I bought a matching one for B-Dog as well.
Oh, sweet.
His smile turns to shock as he reaches into the bag and pulls out a blue bunny rabbit costume.
Mom?
Oh, isn't that adorable? You are just gonna be the cutest little hip-hopper out there.
Mom, I said hip-hop rapper, not hip-hop rabbit. Are you trying to completely ruin our street cred? I'm sorry, we cannot wear these.
Billy, you two will look adorable as bunnies.
He picks up the staff, thinking. A grin spreads across his face as he takes off out of the kitchen. B-Dog follows. In his room, Billy pulls a dark bathrobe over himself and picks up the staff.
Check it out, B-Dog. I present to you Warwick the Warlock at your service.
B-Dog wears a bunny costume.
I'm sorry, B-Dog, but it's really not that bad.
He ducks down and covers his face with his paw. Billy picks up the file from Sheriff Dan.
Hey, check this out, buddy. This must have been what the warlock looked like.
He points to a sketch drawing.
And see the photo? That must be the boy from the story. And his little pup Pip, see?
He holds a magnifying glass up to the mailbox in the picture.
2332 Pine Lane. I wonder if he still lives there. Yeah, I know. It was like 75 years ago. He'd be older than Grandpa by now. Man, that's old. If I could just talk to him, this would be the easiest project ever.
At the manor.
It's kind of creepy.
Rodney and Skip shine flashlights all around as they head toward the porch steps. They work the boards free from the door with a crowbar.
Hurry! Almost got it.
There.
Dude, chill. Just dumb cat. But there's tons of weird stuff we can use to scare those dudes in class with. Oh, man, it's getting dark. We better hurry.
They duck down and crawl through the hole in the door. Their flashlight beams shine in the dark entryway.
Whoa. Almost.
What? I got more visitors?
Pip hovers toward the chandelier and watches from above.
Check it out.
They carefully work their way toward the stairs. Pip floats down from the ceiling and follows. At Billy's house, he runs out in his wizard costume, while B-Dog still wears the bunny suit. The other buddies sit lined up behind the kids.
With the Halloween hound, I will control the wolf.
Hey, that is really good.
Thanks, dog.
Whoa.
The staff glows.
Why is that thing, like, glowing?
Yeah, huh. Intriguing. I don't know. Maybe it has batteries or something.
The buddies talk.
Arr, nice costume, matey. Does the B stand for bunny?
This ain't no ordinary rabbit costume, dogs. It's a killer rabbit, and those things are the bomb.
Now let's go score some sugar.
Oh, yeah.
There are healthy alternatives to sugar, too. My family is handing out homemade almond raisin granola. How cool is that?
Okay, no offense, but I've always skipped Sam's house.
Yeah.
Me, too.
Me, three.
Aw, man.
Sorry.
Sorry, buddy. Come on.
Whoa, check out the full moon.
The buddies run off after the kids. At the manor.
Awesome.
Rodney and Skip wander through the mirror room, observing dusty shelves and tables full of bottles and candlesticks. Rodney wanders around behind the mirror while Skip steps in front. Rodney steps up toward the secret door and examines the candlestick. He pulls it, and the secret door slides open, revealing shelves full of glass bottles. He reaches out and grabs one, holding his light up to read the label.
Rodentus.
Outside, the full moon shines. Smoke forms in the mirror.
Trans... something.
Rodney?
What?
Rodney whips around. Warwick appears in the mirror. Pip floats in through the wall and sees Rodney and Skip standing at the mirror. Warwick falls through the mirror and onto the floor. The glowing green eyes of the Halloween Hound appear behind him. It steps out of the mirror and stands next to Warwick.
We're free.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was horrendous in there.
He notices the boys.
Are you the ones that released us? Speak up! Wait a minute. Where's my staff? My book? You've stolen them, haven't you? That.
He takes the bottle.
Ratius Rodentius!
They turn into rats.
Oh no! What happened to us? Let's get out of here!
Now, they won't be able to warn the rest of the town. We must finish the spell.
I can smell the blood of the five puppies we need. They have been in this room.
Oh no!
Pip floats away through the walls. Rodney and Skip scurry down the stairs.
Hey, watch where you're going! That's my tail!
Will you zip it? We have to find help.
The black cat runs in through the hole in the door.
You'll make a great Halloween treat.
Come on, we were just kidding before.
We love cats, really!
The cat watches them run down the stairs and into the next room. The cat runs after them. The rats run into a hole in the wall. The cat reaches its paw in as far as it can, then gives up and runs off. The front doors swing open. The boards nailed across the door explode in a shower of sparks. Warwick steps through the smoke with the hound at his side. Hoot watches as they come down the porch steps.
Oh, the manor has seen better days.
Ooh, ooh. Master, it's true. You're back.
Yes, Hoot, you moronic bird brain. Go and find my staff. Nothing can happen without it. It'll be illuminated by the moonlight.
Yes, Master.
Hoot flies off into the night. Pip hovers down the stairs inside the house.
Hoot will find the glowing staff, and I will find my spellbook.
If they can leave, then maybe I can too.
I'm free! Yes!
Okay, I better go warn those puppies.
Pip glides down the hill, staying behind Warwick and the hound. Back in the neighborhood, the kids trick-or-treat.
Thanks!
Thank you!
Thank you!
The buddies follow the kids from house to house. Billy carries the glowing staff.
Come on.
The buddies stop in the street.
Yo, let's get this trick-or-treating show on the road. I don't want any more run-ins with that Halloween hound dog or any other creepy ghost for that matter.
Dude, they're just kids in Halloween costumes.
Either way, dog. I'm keeping my eye on everything tonight.
Warwick cringes at the costume kids running around as he and the hound make their way down the street. He jumps as vampire and ghost costumes pass by.
Get away!
Look at that old
baby!
Get away!
Yes,
evil creatures are roaming the streets.
A group of girls in princess dresses runs by.
Hurry!
Yeah, come on! The best candy's at the next house!
That pink goblin is hideous!
You've misled me, Warwick. This town has already been taken over.
Quickly, Hound! We still have some time! Go and find your puppy souls!
The Hound runs off. Billy and the other kids run up the driveway toward another house. The dogs follow, panting as they run up the driveway. They stop and sit on the grass as the kids stand at the door.
Dude! Who dare knocks on my door?
Dude, sweet costume.
Yeah.
Dude, it's Frankendude to you.
Oh, hello, children.
Mrs. Frankendude. Welcome to our spooky house.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's totally awesome!
Yeah. Trick or treat!
Rad. Yeah, let Frankendude help you out there, all right? Except one per customer, or Frankendude will get upset and then have to storm the village. That will be uncool.
Thank you!
Better.
Shaka bra.
Hang 10 on it. See you in the tube.
Mr. and Mrs. Carroll see the buddies on their grass.
Oh,
it's time for us to get some treats. Watch and learn.
Hey, oh, look, he's coming up on the porch. Hey.
The dude begs.
Oh, Mark.
He chases his tail.
Dude, ah, it's going in a circle.
Then rolls over. And for the finale, Butterball's signature trick. Play Starvey.
We'll get some treats.
If Butterball's an expert at anything, it's begging for treats.
Oh, yes.
He earned it.
He did earn it. There you go.
He hands Butterball a dog biscuit, and the buddies run off.
Yeah, that's really good.
The buddies run down the driveway and into the street to meet the kids. Elsewhere, Pip's ghost floats up toward a house as two kids are running down off the porch checking the candy in their sacks. Pip follows them down the sidewalk.
Hey, there's another ghost. Maybe he can help me.
He floats up and stops a kid with a sheet over his head and two eye holes cut out.
Excuse me? My name is Pip. I was wondering if you've seen 5 golden retriever puppies.
The kid reaches a hand out and watches it go through Pip.
That tickles.
Ah! Ghost! Help! I just saw a real ghost!
Uh-oh. I guess ghosts are scary. I better disguise myself.
He floats down into the sidewalk, then up into the ghost costume the kid threw off, causing it to rise off of the ground. He takes a look around, then floats off, glowing under the sheet. Billy and the others walk away from another house.
That was such a jackpot!
I know!
Oh, my favorite candy!
Dog. Come on, Sam!
Hoot soars through the sky overhead.
There's the master's staff!
Pip floats along, glowing brightly under the sheet as it drags along the ground. He drifts towards the buddies, sitting nearby.
There you are. Oh, thank goodness I found you guys.
Yo, if you're looking for a potograph, I ain't in the mood.
I'm here to warn you about the Halloween Hound.
How did you know about that?
He lets the sheet slip off.
No, I'm not!
The buddies run off. Pip dips back down below the ground and rises up inside the sheet again. Pip floats away after them. The buddies stop to catch their breath on someone's lawn when they see Pip float around the corner.
Yo, this ghost dog just doesn't give up! What do we do?
I know a place. If there's anyone who can help us with a paranormal problem, it's Zelda. Follow me.
Please, wait. I'm just trying to warn you guys.
The Halloween Hound lumbers around the corner, sniffing the grass. He lifts his green glowing eyes up to see the buddies run off.
That must be them.
He sees Pip hovering along behind them.
It looks like someone else is after those puppies, too.
He trudges after them. Elsewhere, the kids run up to a white picket fence, but they find the house has no decorations at all.
Well, remind me to never come trick-or-treating here at 2332 Pine Lane again. Talk about no Halloween spirit.
2332 Pine Lane?
Billy reaches into his bag and pulls out the picture from the files.
Hey! Guys, the boy from the story lived here. This was Joseph's house.
Well, go knock on the door, Billy. Maybe he still lives there.
Alice, come on. He'd be like 1,000 years old or something.
Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Billy opens the gate and leads the others up the walkway toward the house. Hoot flutters down from the sky and perches on an ivy-covered lattice to watch the kids approach the door. Billy shrugs and turns back toward the others.
Guess nobody's home. See? I told you guys, it's just a creepy old house with nobody in it.
Mr. Johnson steps out behind Billy.
Oh. What?
Behind you. Look.
Oh, haha, good one, Sam. But I'm not gonna fall for... For reals?
Yeah.
Billy works up the courage to turn.
Oh! Hello, sir.
He digs the picture out of his bag.
I was just wondering if this boy still lives here?
No. This boy hasn't lived here in quite some time. What do you want?
You see, I'm doing this school project on the curse of the Halloween Hound. You know, an old Fernfield legend. And I was just hoping to ask him some questions.
I'm sure if that boy wanted to talk about it, he would have a long time ago. Now, go away.
Oh, okay. Sorry, sir.
Hey, boy! Where'd you get that staff? Hand it over. That's very dangerous.
They take off running. Mr. Johnson hobbles after them. He reaches the fence, then gives up as he watches them run off down the street. Hoot flies after them. Elsewhere.
I must find out who's responsible for this infestation. No one beats Warwick the Warlock at his own game.
He spots the Carroll's house.
What is this? Perhaps the evil sorcerer lives there.
He slinks toward the house and hides behind an inflatable skeleton, watching Mr. Carroll hand out candy.
All the ghouls and goblins are flocking to his door!
He jumps as the skeleton cackles at him, then shuffles toward the door and uses the Halloween knocker.
Who dares? Dude, a little bit old for trick-or-treating?
No! Now give me what's rightfully mine.
Okay, I think that would entail a trick on your part.
He holds out his arm as Hoot flies up and lands on it.
Ooh. Wow.
Master, I have good news.
Okay, that's, wow, ventriloquism. That's impressive. Yeah, bro, you just got yourself a treat.
He hands him a chocolate bar. Warwick bites into it with the wrapper still on.
Oh. This is what food tastes like, he says.
He spits it out and throws the bar away.
Later.
Now, Hoot, tell me the good news. Have you found my staff?
Yes, a young warlock has it.
Oh, I leave for 75 measly years and they find someone new to replace me. Where's the respect?
He scoffs at the inflatable skeleton. Elsewhere, the buddies run through town, then finally stop to catch their breath.
I think we lost him.
Why is that ghost dude after us? Maybe he wants to drink our blood!
That's vampires.
Maybe he wants to eat our brains!
That's zombies, dude.
Maybe he wants to devour everything he sees!
That's Butterball.
It's probably because B-Dog released him from the mirror.
Oh, sure, dog. Blame me.
It's you guys teasing me and calling me scaredy cat that made me do it.
It's true. We have to take personal responsibility for our own actions.
They trot away. The kids run up to another house.
Trick or treat! Trick or treat!
He's got all kinds of terrifying creatures following him.
Hey, let's check out that place.
How will we get to him?
Well, those are just his friends, Master.
Friends? With creatures of the underworld?
No, they're...
Silence! I need to focus.
He stalks toward the kids.
Come on, guys. Over here. Let's go.
You there! Huh? Young warlock.
He's...
Do you know who I am?
I'm not sure.
I am Warwick the Warlock. The evilest warlock known to man. I will make all of you ghouls my slaves. Give me that staff!
Here, take it, brother!
Billy holds out the staff. It knocks Warwick through the air and into a coffin.
Whoa. That was awesome! How did you do that?
Doug, I have no idea. But I'm pretty sure that guy was who he says he is.
Wait.
Check this out!
He pulls out the sketch of Warwick.
That dude really is the warlock!
Yeah!
No.
Guys, I believe that now would be an opportune time to run.
Yeah!
Hoot lands next to Warwick.
Are you okay, Master?
I clearly underestimated that warlock.
Billy leads the others as they run around the corner and down the street, checking back over their shoulders as they go.
Whoa. What was with that guy?
Yo, I have no idea, but he wanted this thing pretty badly.
Yeah, we better find Sheriff Dan, like, now.
Let's go!
Let's go.
They run off. At the Carroll's house, Warwick stomps past the inflatable Halloween decorations and up the path toward their door.
Again, great bit before, but it's kind of one piece of candy per trick.
Look, I need your help, monster. You're big and you're scary. The perfect henchman for this job. Slaviest, finest!
Warwick throws potion.
What the?
Mr. Carroll closes his eyes, then slowly opens them to reveal they've turned green.
Now, you will do exactly as I tell you.
Dude. Dude.
I want you to find a young warlock whose staff has a shiny blue crystal. I want you to seize it.
Yes, Master.
And then eliminate him.
Yes, Master. Dude.
He trudges down the stairs in platform checkered shoes with a surfboard under his arm. He steps on a pumpkin. It gets stuck around his ankle. Warwick grimaces as Mr. Carroll walks off with the pumpkin around his ankle. Hoot flies up and lands on the porch.
I probably should have used someone smarter for this job. Idiot.
Warwick follows him toward the street. Hoot flies after them. Elsewhere, the buddies trot through town, then stop in front of the Fernfield Shop of Curiosities.
I believe this is the place.
They take turns piling in through a doggy door. They look around the shop. A shiny crystal ball sits on a table in the middle of the room.
Hello? Is anyone home?
I don't think anybody's here.
B-Dog steps forward and climbs up on a pillow, then puts his front paws on the table and sniffs the crystal ball.
Yo, check out this crystal ball, dogs.
It's like a giant gumball.
Welcome. Yo, dogs! The gumball is talking to us.
I am Zelda.
Ah!
I am all-knowing and all-seeing. I specialize in the mystic and otherworldly. I also do doggy weddings and doggy bar mitzvahs. Now, I sense you puppies are in danger.
Only if we end up at your groomer.
B-Dog, I apologize for my brother. We need your help because this ghost has been chasing us.
Well, this is Halloween. The only night spirits are free to roam. We must make contact with this ghost of yours. Oh, I have a Ouija board. It can be used to contact the other side.
Outside, Pip floats near the window, still wearing a sheet. He peeks in to see the buddies huddled around Zelda. He floats through the wall, leaving the sheet outside to fall to the ground.
Hello?
I don't think you're gonna need your Luigi board. There's the ghost!
Oh, a ghost!
Zelda faints and falls to her side.
That dudette is down for the count.
Please, I'm not gonna hurt you.
That's what ghosts always say before they eat you.
Ghosts don't eat. There's no way for us to.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I'm a friendly ghost. I promise.
Oh my, what a horrible dream.
I know I look a bit strange.
Oh.
But I was once a pup, just like you. My name is Pip.
You're the pup from the story.
Yes, I've been like this ever since that night. The hound stole my brothers and sisters' souls.
The spell must have been interrupted that night. Your soul was left in limbo.
Outside, the Halloween hound sniffs the air. Inside.
I'm sorry I scared you guys at the manor. I was trying to stop you from releasing the hound.
Yeah, and we're sorry too, Pip. I'm Rosebud, and these are my brothers, B-Dog, Mudbud, Buddha, and Butterball.
The Hound and Warwick are free. They're still trying to finish their spell, but they need 5 puppies of the same blood to do it. They're after you guys.
We must stop them from completing the spell. And Pip, now that you have left the manor, if you do not return to your body before sunrise, you will be lost forever. We must find the body you once inhabited. We shall ask the spirits through my crystal ball.
Outside, the Halloween hound steps up on a planter and looks in to see the buddies and Zelda.
Oh, beautiful and wise one. We ask for your help on this night of Halloween. Please, show us this young pup's body. Does it still exist on the earthly plane?
The statue appears.
That's me. I turned to stone the night it all happened.
Aw, snap! The cemetery? I mean, is it really necessary to go there, dogs?
The hound crawls halfway through the doggy door.
Hello, puppies.
Oh, no! It's the Halloween hound!
Come out, and I'll have your souls for dinner. Oh, no. I'm stuck.
The back door! Quickly!
They jump down from around the table and run through a curtain at the back.
Come on.
The hound backs out of the doggy door. The kids arrive at the museum.
Mr. Carroll!
Oh, Mr. Carroll! Maybe you can help us.
Give me staff!
That's not normal, even for Mr. Carroll.
He trips over decorations.
We want to get to that party! Sheriff Dan's there!
Yeah, come on!
They run off as Mr. Carroll struggles to his feet.
Dude!
He stumbles after them with the pumpkin still around his ankle. Inside.
I was working in my lab late one night when my eyes beheld a eerie sight.
A costumed band plays on stage while costumed partygoers dance.
To my surprise, he did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the
monster mash.
Billy runs in with the others behind him.
Billy, come on, dance with your mom. Woo!
She dances wildly.
Woo!
Mom, I really don't have time right now. See, there's a monster chasing us.
Oh, of course there is here. It's Halloween.
There he is. Run! Run!
Oh, no, sweetheart, where are you going?
A woman dressed as a pirate puts a party blower in his mouth and cone-shaped party hat on his head. A woman dressed as a witch hands him a glass of punch. He drinks it down and starts snatching cups out of the hands of other guests. Outside, Warwick marvels at the decorations outside the Spooky Brew Haha.
This must be that young warlock's lair. It's swarming with all those creatures. This warlock is more powerful than I thought.
A kid in a devil costume leads a group as they run toward Warwick.
Ah! Hand over the candy.
Stay back, demon. You'll not trick-or-treat me.
Warwick pulls a horn off his mask.
Wait a minute.
He pulls his mask off.
You're no demon.
And you.
He pulls a green mask off another kid.
You're no goblin. You!
He pulls an eye mask off another kid and lets it snap back.
What kind of trickery is this? These are just kids in disguises. Out of my way!
Let's get out of here!
The kids run off as Warwick heads for the party inside.
Then you can monster mash! And do my graveyard smash!
Mr. Carroll bounces to the music. Elsewhere, the buddies follow Pip as they rush toward the party.
You, Sniffer, he'll know what to do about that nasty hound.
Sniffer wears a Sherlock Holmes costume.
Deputy Sniffer, wake up, we need your help.
Trick or treat, smell my paws.
Yo, Doc, it's a straight up 911.
Buddies, you startled me there. What's the problem? Did someone steal Butterball's candy bag?
No, this is more serious than trick-or-treating.
Well, hi there, Zelda.
Deputy Dog, we got a serious problem. The Halloween Hound has been released.
I sense. We have a few hours before the entire town is doomed, and soon after that, the whole world.
You're quite the trickster, Zelda. My great-grandpappy Tracker used to tell me that old wives' tale when I was just a pup. Scared the bejesus out of me.
Deputy Sniffer, I can assure you, the legend is true.
Pip floats above them.
Wow, great ghost costume.
It's not a costume, Deputy Sniffer. He's a ghost.
See, I can float through walls.
Oh, look. Yeah.
Pip floats in and out of the sheriff's office.
Whoa. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
My name is Pip. I know your great-grandpappy, Deputy Tracker. We could really use your help.
The Halloween hound sniffs the ground as he approaches.
Would this hound happen to be large and brown and with green eyes?
They all turn to look.
Oh, no! He's found us!
The long paw of the law will handle this intruder. You guys go.
Hurry! We must get to the cemetery.
Zelda runs off with the buddies as Trotter steps up toward the hound.
Stop! In the name of the law!
Time to meet your fate.
You're under arrest.
Smoke pours out of the hound's mouth and surrounds Trapper, turning him to stone. The hound runs off.
Often Drax's voice be the ring. Seems you was troubled by just one thing.
Billy's mom dances with Mrs. Carroll. Mr. Carroll mechanically struts backward to the beat of the music.
It's now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash.
Mrs. Carroll spots Mr. Carroll.
Hey, there you are, Frank. You didn't tell me you left early for the party. Come on, the costume contest is starting.
You're a shoo-in.
Come on.
She drags him toward the stage. Billy's mom continues dancing, then spots Warwick as he pushes his way through the crowd.
Your costume! You're a wizard, right?
I am a warlock, madam. I'm not wearing a costume now. I'm a crazy kitty cat.
You did the mash. The monster mash!
Okay, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, please, a round of applause for the finalists for Most Original Costume.
Mr. Carroll lumbers toward the stage.
Okay, you've got your numbers.
Mr. Carroll holds out his number 5 printed on a paper pumpkin, just as Billy runs out of the crowd.
All right, make a nice clean line, please.
Sheriff, I really gotta talk to you. It's really, really important.
In a jiffy, Billy. I just have to announce the winner, all right?
But, Sheriff!
Ladies and gentlemen, the first place winner is... Drum roll, please.
Mrs. Carroll crosses her fingers.
The winner is... Frank Carroll! Hooray!
Warwick pushes through the crowd and sees Mr. Carroll on stage.
Useless monster! Must I do everything myself?
Stop!
He lurches toward Billy, who backs away. Mrs. Carroll pulls out her camera. The flash blinds Mr. Carroll, who falls off the stage onto Warwick.
To Betsy. Somebody had a bit too much spooky punch.
You know that story about the warlock? Well, hypothetically speaking, could Warwick return to Fernfield even if it was like 75 years ago?
Billy, it's Halloween! All the scariest monsters return this time of year.
Give the staff to me, boy. It belongs to me, Warwick, the greatest warlock of all time!
You gotta return that to Sheriff Dan!
What have you done with my book?
Now, sir! That, my friend, is a party foul! Unhand that boy! Enough monkey business!
Billy breaks free of Warwick and runs away.
Monkey business, eh?
Let's go!
Transformius Monkeyus!
Sheriff Dan turns into a small monkey.
What in tarnation? You're under arrest for insulting an officer of the law.
The little monkey climbs up Warwick's coat and swats him with his small police baton.
No one makes a monkey out of Sheriff Dan.
Billy runs off past his mom. The monkey hops off of the stage.
Great trick! Just fabulous!
Thank you. It's good to be loved.
He throws down his staff.
But it's better to be feared.
He rides the staff like a surfboard, flying away over their heads.
Oh, that was amazing!
That was! Baby, come over here! Come on, Dan!
Mr. Carroll starts to follow Warwick, but Mrs. Carroll pulls him back to dance with her. Billy runs outside.
Dude, did you get the staff to Sheriff Dan?
Sort of.
What do you mean?
Hey, that monkey's dressed like Sheriff Dan.
That is Sheriff Dan.
What?
Run, kids! He's coming!
They run off as Warwick sails toward them on his staff.
With you, where's Warwick?
There you are!
Does that answer your question?
Now, where is that book?
Or do you all want to be turned into monkeys, too?
Not really, mister. We don't know where the book is.
Wrong answer, boy. Monkeys hate me.
Mr. Johnson knocks Warwick out with a shovel.
Hurry! Come with me!
They hesitate to follow.
Before it's too late! Come on!
Come on.
They follow him and pile into his hearse. Warwick comes to and stumbles to his feet.
They won't get far.
The big black hearse rumbles down the street as Warwick throws his staff down. He lifts off into the sky. The buddies arrive at the Fernfield Cemetery with Pip and Zelda.
What's the plan now, Dudette?
Everyone, look around for Pip's body. We don't have much time.
They trot down the dirt path toward the maze of headstones in the grass. Pip hovers above them. They all come together at Pip's statue.
Whoa, that's me. Pip, rest in peace. Most loyal friend of Joseph. The best pup a boy could ever have.
What do we do now, Zelda?
Okay, well, I have to confess. I've never really returned a spirit to a body, per se, but I'll give it a whirl. Help us, spirits, and take this soul. Place it back into the body the hound once stole. Help us, spirits, and take this soul. Place it back into the body the hound once stole.
It's working!
Pip hovers toward the statue.
Help us, spirits, and take this soul. Place it back into the body the hound once stole.
In a sparkling flash, Pip's statue turns back into a beagle puppy.
Ooh, guys, my legs!
He spins in circles.
I can wiggle my nose. Wow, guys, I can chase my tail. I'm back! Woo! How can I ever thank you guys? watch me run! Look at me go!
Woo!
Awesome!
Mr. Johnson's hearse pulls up in front of the church.
Come on, kids! Hurry! Hurry! Hurry!
They see Warwick hovering above them.
Quickly! Everyone inside! There they are!
Warwick glides toward the ground as they pile into the church. He holds out his hand, and his staff rises off the ground and into his clutches.
I want that book!
He fires a lightning bolt at the church, but it bounces back on him. Mr. Johnson follows the kids through the church.
We'll be safe here. Evil like Warwick cannot enter the house of God.
Well, how come you have a key?
I'm the organist here every Sunday. Don't worry, kids. We beat Warwick once, we can do it again.
Billy pulls the photo out of his bag and shows it to Mr. Johnson.
This is you, isn't it? You're the boy from the legend.
That was sure a long time ago.
Well, I'm Billy, and this is Alice, and that's Pete, and Bartleby, and that's Sam.
Joseph Johnson.
The Halloween Hound strides into the Fernfield Cemetery. His green eyes stare ahead for a moment before he continues walking, licking his chops. He sneaks up behind the buddies and Zelda, sitting nearby.
This time, there's nowhere to run.
Hoot flies up and perches on a headstone nearby. Zelda steps forward.
Mr. Hound, I am Zelda. I am all-knowing and all-seeing. I specialize in the mystic and otherworldly. I believe I can help you come from the dark back into the light.
I actually like the darkness. Now get out of my way.
Smoke from his mouth surrounds Zelda and turns her to stone. Pip comes out from behind a headstone.
Oh, no!
Hoot. Who? Go tell that idiot Warwick I've captured the puppies. Now, I have a different plan for you pups.
We're doomed!
Inside the church, Mr. Johnson unwraps the book.
For 75 years, I held on to this book, dreading a full moon on Halloween night. It's the only night Warwick could return to finish the spell.
Warwick climbs up to look into a window.
They have my book! How do I get my hands on it?
Mr. Johnson carries the book to the pulpit and opens it to the Halloween Hound spell.
Whoa, what's up with this book? The writing's all trippy.
It's Latin. I learned the language and studied the book from cover to cover, trying to decipher its meaning so I could stop Warwick.
So what's the book say, Mr. Johnson?
Warwick will need 3 items to complete the spell tonight for the evil spirits of the Netherworld to remain here.
The Nether what now?
That's another name for a place where ghosts live, usually bad ones. Halloween is the one night these spirits can roam free in our world. Only the Halloween Hound can call them out. Warwick will use those spirits to control the townsfolk of Fernfield.
But you said he needs 3 things, right?
That's right. His staff, the spell book, and 1 other thing.
Well, what is it?
The souls of 5 young puppies who share the same blood.
Like brothers and sisters.
The boys!
Outside, Hoot arrives.
Master!
Don't sneak up on me like that!
Hound has captured the 5 puppies.
Perfect. Those puppies will come in handy in more ways than one.
He throws his staff down and flies off on it. Hoot spins his head around to watch, then flies off after him. At the cemetery, Hoot lands on a headstone. Warwick fumbles through the branches of a tree as he flies in. He spits leaves out as he hovers toward the ground.
Good work, Hound. Now all I need is my book. You take these puppies back to the manor, and I will meet you there.
Hiccup! Hoot whips his head around at Warwick's hiccup. Warwick turns and flies away on his staff. The Hound turns his attention back toward the buddies. At the church, Warwick hovers just outside the front doors.
Open wide, like the jaws of a dragon!
The doors fling wide open.
You in there! I have something you want!
Yo, dogs! It's that creepy old warlock!
If you want to see your puppies again, you better bring that book to my manor!
He takes off into the sky.
No. They've got the buddies.
Yeah, but what if they're just trying to trick us?
You really want to take that chance, dude? I wouldn't.
At the manor house, fog curls around the grass as a bright full moon casts an eerie glow on the decaying mansion. Warwick soars through the sky and into the open window on the second floor, where the Hound waits with the buddies locked in a metal cage.
I told those wretched children to bring me my spell book.
What if they don't come with the book?
Quiet, you moronic bird brain. They will want to save their precious puppies, won't they?
Elsewhere, the kids ride in Mr. Johnson's black hearse as it rolls through town.
Mr. Johnson, what happens if we can't stop them?
And then the spirits will be under Warwick's control forever. They'll take over Fernfield first, and who knows what they'll do next.
Yeah, that's definitely not good.
We have put an end to this tonight, for all time.
The hearse rambles past the Spooky Brew Ha-Ha party. At the manor house, Rodney and Skip scramble across the floor, still trapped in rat bodies. They stop in front of the buddy's cage.
What are you dudes up to?
We're gonna get that dirty rat.
Hey, I resent that comment.
Come on, or you'll be a dirty rat for the rest of your life.
Ready to exact some revenge.
They scurry under Warwick's robe.
Zoom! They will be here with my spellbook. And you can devour those delicious poppy souls. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Oh, what is it?
Something is biting me! Ow! Quickly, Hound Toot, do something! Ow!
The buddies watch as he tries to stomp the rats out of his clothes.
Yo, now that dog has some serious moves.
He shakes Rodney and Skip out onto the ground.
Vermin!
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Change his back, you jerk! Run for it, dude!
Back off, you vermin!
He slams his foot down, but they scamper away just in time.
Hound! Get them!
The Hound lumbers after them.
I'll get that book from those stupid kids!
Our kids are here? Oh, no.
You got the puppies.
Yes, master.
Fail me, and I'll turn you into a feather duster.
He slinks away with his staff in hand. Outside, Pip runs up the stairs and into the manor. Inside, Hoot keeps a sharp eye on the cage as Pip sneaks in from the hall.
Psst, buddies.
Pip,
we have to get you out of here.
Ooh, ooh. What do you think you're doing?
I'm saving my friends.
I can't let them escape. Master would be furious.
Why are you so loyal to Warwick?
Seriously, dude, it's totally obvious he plans to get rid of you.
Master sometimes gets angry, but he would never get rid of me. He needs me.
Yo, were you hallucinatrippin'? He's got that Halloween Hound to do his dirty work now. Man, he calls you names like moronic bird brain.
That does sound like something he'd say.
You have a conscience, but yet you've spent your whole life being bossed around by someone who doesn't respect you.
What do you know?
I know you never meant to hurt us, Hoot. And even though you've been under Warwick's control for a long time, you still have a chance at a happy life in this beautiful world. But if Warwick wins, we'll all be doomed.
Haven't the last 75 years without evil been a lot nicer than your time under Warwick's wing?
It was kind of nice not having to look over my shoulder all the time.
Hoot glides down from his perch and lands in front of the cage, then holds out a claw and sticks it in the keyhole.
You won't regret it, Hoot, I promise.
Run! Our tails!
Downstairs, Rodney and Skip run into the hole in the wall.
Rats! Another ridiculous chase.
Upstairs, the buddies stand with Pip, free from their cage.
We've got to go, buddies, before they return.
The hound trudges in from the hall.
Puppies, how did you get out?
I let them go.
I knew I couldn't trust you.
I've had enough of the dark side. I won't be responsible for any more evil.
The hound steps toward Hoot.
Run, puppies, run!
Hoot flies toward the hound, distracting him as the buddies run out. Smoke spews from the hound's mouth and surrounds Hoot. He turns to stone and falls out of the air. The hound turns and runs out. Downstairs, the buddies rush down the entryway staircase, then turn into a room off to the left. The hound hurries down after them.
Dudes, we're trapped!
Finally, your puppy souls will be mine.
Let them go, hound. All you need is me.
What is this?
Pip steps forward.
It's me, Pip. You stole all my brothers and sisters' souls. Now all you need is me to complete the spell. Then you'll have 5 souls of the same blood.
Why, Pip, I do remember you. Your siblings were delicious.
Take me and let the buddies go. You don't need them. Goodbye, buddies.
No, dude! Don't!
Stop!
No!
Don't!
Pip!
Pip stands still as smoke billows out of the hound's mouth.
This way, puppies!
Pip turns to stone as one of the rats pulls on a secret lever, revealing a passage behind the fireplace. The buddies turn and rush into the secret door. The rats run back into their hole as the fireplace swings shut.
I can now open the portal. I'm not waiting for that idiot Warwick any longer.
He turns to leave. Pip's stone statue stands frozen in the middle of the room. Outside, Mr. Johnson's hearse pulls up to the manor gates. He steps out and pushes the gates open wide as the kids watch from inside the car. Inside, the hound lumbers toward the mirror.
Open the portal! Release the spirits of the netherworld!
Bright bolts of light swirl out of the mirror. A few of the spirits fly out of the window as the hound turns and runs out of the mirror room. Outside, Mr. Johnson looks up to see trails of lights darting out of the manor house.
They've opened the portal.
He hurries back into the hearse.
Have faith, young ones. We can still stop it.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, a group of troublemakers throw toilet paper rolls into trees and smash pumpkins in the street. The spirits hurtle out of the sky, smashing through pumpkins all around them. One spirit knocks a fire hydrant over, sending water spraying into the air. Another knocks the pickets off a white picket fence and slams into a group of trash cans as they rocket towards the troublemakers, blowing their hair up so it stands on end. They run off. The spirits float toward the spooky brouhaha party. They float through the walls and windows. Inside, the bright trails of light swirl over the dancers' heads.
Sheriff Dan really went all out this year. Special effects are amazing!
Billy's mom, Mrs. Carroll, and all the other partygoers begin to shake involuntarily. They all freeze and stare ahead blankly, then follow Mr. Carroll as he lumbers out. A woman with false sharpened teeth, Billy's mom, and all the other party guests trudge out of the party, following Mr. Carroll with the pumpkin still around his ankle. Mr. Johnson's hearse pulls through the heavy fog and stops just in front of the manor house. Inside, Warwick steps into the doorway and watches as Mr. Johnson gets out and opens the doors for the kids.
Perfect.
Mr. Johnson holds the spellbook.
Bring it right to me.
He floats back behind the wall.
Yo, this place is a lot creepier at night.
Stay close to me, kids.
They sneak toward the house, past the gnarled tree, and up the porch steps.
Warwick! We're here. We have your book.
Warwick floats down from the ceiling.
Just in time. Hand it over.
Where are the buddies?
Oh, they're around here. Somewhere. Now, I'll be taking that book.
No book until you hand over the puppies.
Oh, really?
He thrusts his staff forward, knocking Mr. Johnson down in a shower of sparks. Warwick picks up the book as the kids rush toward Mr. Johnson.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, are you okay?
My book!
Go after him, kids. It's up to you now.
They all trade looks, then run up the stairs. Elsewhere, Mr. Carroll leads the costume partygoers down the street.
Now I shall complete the spell. And all the creatures of the Netherworld will be here forever. And I will rule the land.
He opens the book to find a golden light radiating from inside. He drops the staff just as Billy runs in and picks it up.
Ah, Father, who art? Wait a minute. This is not my spell book.
It's the Bible.
You hand me my staff, boy.
No! Protect us!
Billy thrusts the staff forward, knocking Warwick back through the air in a shower of sparks. Downstairs, the buddies run out of the secret pathway and into the kitchen.
Oh, sweet mama. Where there's a kitchen, there's gotta be food.
Quick, we need to hide before the Halloween Hound finds us.
They all dash off in different directions, hiding under tables and in dark corners. Butterball steps up to a jar filled with eyeballs. The label reads pickled, but the second word is hidden.
Perfect! Pickled eggs. A fellow can't fight evil on an empty stomach.
He uses his paw to slip the lid off, then laps up the juices.
Ew, Butterball. Those are eyeballs.
They're a bit rubbery.
The Hound tramps down the stairs and stops just behind Butterball.
Dude! No, seriously, Mudbud. They're not that bad. You want one?
Now, Butterball, please don't panic. But the Halloween Hound is right behind you!
And I shouldn't panic?
Hello, puppies. Just thought I would visit the kitchen for a late-night snack.
All right, dog. You win. But take Butterball first. He's got the most meat on his bones.
B-Dog?
Actually, I'm not that tasty, really.
Silence. I don't care who's first. You'll all end up in the same spot.
Trust me, dogs. I've got a plan.
B-Dog has a plan?
I can have a plan.
Yo, Butterball, when I tell you, let one rip.
Do it, dog!
Gas from Butterball's backside overtakes the smoke from the Hound and surrounds him.
This can't be happening!
The Hound turns to stone.
Our secret weapon! That was wicked, dude!
That takes years of practice.
Good thinking, B-Dog.
I knew Butterball's potion could neutralize anything, including the Halloween Hound.
The kids, come on!
They all rush out from their hiding places, past the stone Hound. Upstairs, Billy holds Warwick's spellbook open. Mr. Johnson arrives.
The sun is rising! Say the spell!
Come on, Billy! Say it, dude!
Billy steps in front of the mirror just as Warwick begins to stir.
Bolio Olika! Quod etiam bestia! Quod in ritis universitas res! Ferto super! Quod narrare stris! Ausut iram interferta! Sunoni Wawa!
The sun peeks over the hills.
Sunoni Wawa!
You're finished, Warwick!
The spirits fly in through the window and disappear back into the mirror. Warwick struggles to his feet and reaches for the staff in Billy's hand.
I will take you with me!
Mr. Johnson rushes forward and grabs Warwick, then stomps on his foot. Warwick holds onto the mirror frame to keep from being sucked in.
It's you! That petulant child! You're back! The name is Joseph! Joseph Johnson! No!
Warwick loses his grip and disappears into the smoky darkness of the mirror.
What if he comes back?
I don't think that will happen again, Alice.
Billy takes a long look at the staff before stepping forward and handing it to Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson looks longingly at the blue stone, then raises the staff over his head. He slams it to the ground, smashing the stone to blue powder. As he does, the mirror breaks apart and the glass shards disappear into darkness. Mr. Johnson tosses the staff to the ground, then smiles. Outside the sheriff's office, gray smoke swirls around Trapper's stone statue. Sheriff Dan turns from a monkey back to a man lying on the hood of his car, covered in banana peels. At the cemetery, Zelda's statue turns back to a dog. Outside the manor, the party guests all begin to shake and glow as the spirits leave them. Inside, Pip's statue turns back into Pip. Upstairs, Pip's four siblings all are freed from their stone statues. Hoot turns back into an owl. Billy turns to see Pip come out of the hallway into the mirror room.
Pip!
Pip runs up to Mr. Johnson and paws at his leg. Mr. Johnson picks him up as Pip licks his face.
But where are the buddies?
The buddies dash out of the hall and run toward the kids, who kneel down to greet them. Each of the kids happily pets their buddy.
Come on, everyone. Let's get out of this evil place.
Yeah. Come on, buddy, let's go. Come on, let's go.
The buddies rush out, followed by the kids, then the four beagle puppies, until finally Mr. Johnson follows after, holding Pip. Outside, the party guests stand out front as Sheriff Dan pulls up.
Stay out of the way. I'm here. It's okay. Excuse me.
The buddies stand and watch from the porch as Billy's mom and Mrs. Carroll cuddle the beagle pups.
I haven't had an episode like this since that Kiss concert in the 80s. Wow.
Trapper and Zelda both trot up from behind the crowd of people. Hoot watches from the tree.
Maybe now I can be a wise owl.
It's a new day at last.
Hey, can we get some help over here?
Rodney and Skip cower in the bushes.
Yeah, it's cold. Can someone find our clothes?
Parked out in front of the museum, which is now cleared of Halloween decorations.
Thanks again for all the help, Mr. John. Joseph.
It was a pleasure. Dog.
So, what are you gonna do now?
Well, I tracked down Pip's brothers and sisters' owners. They live all across America now. So we're going to visit. Figure it's about time that Pip and I do some living. See the country.
Pip addresses the buddies standing nearby.
It's so great to have a new leash on life. I'll miss you, buddies.
Yo, dog, we'll catch you on the flip side.
I think what my brother's saying is, we'll never forget you.
Hang loose, dude.
Now that you can eat again, do me a favor. You need to check out the chili cheese dogs at every town you visit.
and tell us which one's the best.
Have a great time, Pip.
Goodbye, buddies.
Mr. Johnson picks up Pip. The kids smile as Pip licks his face.
I haven't felt this spry in years. We better hit the road. Bye, kids.
Bye, Mr. Johnson!
Mr. Johnson steps up into his RV as the other four Beagle Pups look out of the window. The RV rumbles out of the circle driveway as titles over picture read, The End. Fade to black as credits roll. Audio description by Roundabout with funding by Disney. Voice by Andrew Thatcher.